Madison's Country Q106, Steph's birthday bucket list. I have three things I'm crossing off or attempting to cross off, and one of them is horseback riding. And you know what? Shame on me when one of my own family members is a renowned horseback rider, competitor, Dan Grunewald. Dan, can you believe I've never been on a horse, but I've been on an elephant at the circus several times.
Yes. Totally different. Like I said, I'd rather be on an elephant than a horse.
But kidding. One of my very own family members is one of the top horseback riders in the country. And yes. DanGrunewald.com. I am checking out your website. You know, we're so proud of you as family. But of course, I had to reach out to you right away and be like, can you help me out?
Not a problem.
So what do you think I need to do to get ready for getting on a horse, or just come and relax, pet the horse, and then giddy up? Let's do this, cowgirl.
There you go. Yeah, so it'd be different. We always ask the people that, you know, what levels they have and so forth. But tomorrow, you know, we'll just go ahead, or whenever you're able to come on out, we'll just have you come on out, and we'll introduce you to the horse that we're going to put you up on, and kind of go through the steps and the safety, and then just kind of go from there.
Now, I know you're a very humble man, but tell our audience some of the moments that have been, you know, in your years of experience riding horses and training people on horses, because you've been in some competitions too, right?
Correct. Yeah, we've I've been, I guess, you know, it goes way back real quick to I think Mom put me up on a horse and Dad put me up there. I think I was maybe 3 or 4 and said, here you go. This is your start. And then I kind of started a point where I just wanted to ride my little bike, I guess, at the horse shows. But then that one day somebody said, you know, I went into a horse show and I guess I don't know if I won the class or if I got, you know, a pretty good placing. And they said, Dan, do you give lessons? Well, lessons learned or kind of led into the training, and then training led into clinics, and clinics led into judging all around the country now and doing clinics around the country. So it's I've been very, very blessed, and from everything from the local horse shows to the world shows. So
that's great.
We've had a great clientele, and I'm definitely blessed with what I do with the horse and the clients that I've had.
Oh, man, and you are the best. I'm so excited for this training to be done with you. Obviously, on a personal level, being family, I think that's going to make it even more special. So if I bring the kids along, will Aunt Karen be around to maybe show them some animals?
Yeah, but most definitely. I'll have her down there. She always comes down and checks on me as well. And
we
check on each other. So
perfect.
Yeah, that'd be great. Bring the kids with. They can also see it, and we'll show them the other horses and kind of show them maybe a little bit about what it does to take a day at the horse farm.
And, Dan, do you have any lessons or clinics currently happening where people can get a hold of you to learn more information, get on the schedule? Is it all at DanGrunewald.com?
That's correct, yes. That's probably the best. Just reach out on that website. Otherwise, it's Dan Grunewald at ymail.com.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to do this. Woohoo!
you bet. Like you said, cowgirl, right?